From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning. I'd like to give you a big welcome to another episode of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. This is episode 56 here, my friends. Welcome to another brand new week. This is another 7 days packed with opportunities awaiting for you to go out and seize. Hello, Monday. My name is still Chris Jags, and I'm still your host, producer, director, and CEO of the show, and the creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method, helping you identify an issue or a problem, developing a habit to eliminate that problem before it helps you live your life on that higher level that you've been chasing. Is that something that you'd be interested in? I know I would be, so let's get after it. Now, this week, I have spoken to a few people who are just down. No, not down like the cool kids would say, but mentally and emotionally and, well, I guess, physically. As you know, if you've got the first two, that would probably affect your energy levels too. So you're probably feeling all three. Now, there can be a few reasons for you feeling down in the mood for most. I mean, aside from the pandemic, which has got a hold of the world for most of the year, there is also the start of autumn time, especially in the UK. One side of the world leaves behind the warm weather, so the other side can suck up the sun for 6 months or so. Now, with autumn comes the start of the darker evenings, colder days and nights. Getting out of bed can be a little bit more difficult too for some. But before we get into this, let's have that usual drop and then we can get ourselves started.
The Learn, Develop, Live podcast, helping you find your way in life.
Hey, we aren't back yet and this is still the break, but I just wanted to ask you, if you're enjoying the podcast, and I hope you are, especially as you're still listening, but if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, would you like to leave the podcast a 5-star review? And when you leave that review, if you could leave your favourite quote, and I'll be happy to read it out on a future episode. I thank you. Welcome back. So good to see you. So, get into it. What is the link between the outside environment and the mood inside of you? Well, I mean, it's all linked to your mental health, really. Now, unless you are a member of the Addams Family, it's very likely that if you look outside right now, and as I record this on a very dull and dark and gloomy Thursday afternoon, the sight of grey skies just doesn't fill me with joys. And it probably doesn't fill many people with the joys of spring. You remember that bright sunshine that would beam outside? Well, unless you're Dracula, of course. Now, this time last year and the year before, I was involved in the Cold Days and Dark Nights campaign at the agency I'm with, and this gave an opportunity for people who maybe felt stressed, anxious, especially as the colder and darker nights arrived. As both a coach and a mental health champion, I was able to talk to people for 10 minutes or so before arranging, you know, a bit more of an in-depth session to help them open up and to see exactly how they feel. Now, because of this event, which was run, I was able to talk to people about their feelings, and it is quite something that the weather outside, even if you're sitting inside, it's amazing how it can actually really affect how you feel. Now, as we are currently in November and the cold weather is really starting to come in now, I think it will be valuable to dive into what really, really does motivate you as a person and give you some sort of direction in life. And you can even be a little bit surprised about what you learn about how you think. So think back. When someone asks you, what motivates you? And I'm sure I'm not the only person to instantly think about when you're asked that question in a job interview. Now, in this context, the interviewer is not just looking for another little bit of information about you, but actually they're trying to figure out whether you care about what you're doing and bring the full weight of your full abilities to this particular job they're interviewing for. But for this podcast, and the real question for me here is, what motivates you in your life? What is it that makes you wake up every morning? What drives you, and why do you take yourself through life each day? Now, if you're just like every other ordinary person out there, you actually have no idea what motivates you in life at all. You have no idea why you wake up every morning, apart from maybe going to work, and you have no clue what you want to do with your life. But some people, some of the most interesting people in their 40s, still have no idea what they want to do when they grow up. Most people wake up every morning because they have to go to work. And the reason they get to work is they get paid. They want to pay the bills and pay expenses. And the shortest is that you're working for money. Now, this is why they are given a choice. If they're given a choice, they would choose to run away from their work. They would choose to sleep longer, sleep later, not unless you've got kids, when they do not have to report to work at all. Does that statement explain your life, or does it sound a little bit familiar? If this is the life you're living right now, you need to do something about it. Maybe you're quite happy living that way. Question how fulfilled in life you're feeling this way. That'll be another question though. Now here is a great quote from Seth Godin. I hope I said the surname right. And I'm hoping it'll make you think. Instead of wondering where your next vacation is, maybe you set up a life that you just don't want to escape from. Most people spend a minimum of 8 hours a day in their work. And if you work because you want to make money to pay bills, but you're not fulfilling your calling, well, you'll never have motivation in your life. A sad truth. You'll feel motivated when you chase your dreams and you're fulfilling your destiny, not when you chase money. Life is about making an impact, not making an income. So, money aside, what exactly are some of the things that motivate you in your life? The first on our list would be money and rewards. And do I need to say any more? As I explained above, most people thought that what they want in life are money and the next shiny new object. The next phone, flash car, new Xbox, new PS5 if you can actually find one in stock. But what they never realise is that the physical things that they really want are just the means to an end. Money is just a reward you get for when you win the game. But what makes you win the game is the progress. So focus on the progress and not the end result. What you've gone through is more important than what you've achieved in the end. The second thing on our list is the desire to be the best. Now, some people just cannot accept to be number twos in their lives. They fight hard and they work hard because they hate to lose. People such as Cristiano Ronaldo and Usain Bolt are great examples. They hate losing. They just want to be the best. They have to be the best. When Ronaldo joined Manchester United as an 18-year-old, he told their captain at the time, Roy Keane, that he wanted to be the best player in the world. And, well, he's won Footballer of the Year 5 times, so I think he's done quite well with that. And even at the age of 35, he still pushed himself every single day. Why do you think Muhammad Ali worked so hard? This is because he desired to be the champion. One of his most famous quotes reads, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." How true it was. And because their desire to be the best is so strong, that they're willing to go all out and give their best to achieve the number one status. They sacrifice their time and work every single day to become the best. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to sacrifice your weekend or your night time to work your dream? Are you willing to wake up at 5 a.m. each day? Our third thing on the list is helping out others. Now, some people are motivated by helping others. They want to see changes in people's lives and they want to fight for a better future for the world. These are the people who are motivated and driven to help others and to help make the world a better place. They're inspired to change other people's lives. While not everyone is driven to help others, for those people who want to go and help, this is only good news. Use your drive to help others and make a positive impact in the world. You can motivate and inspire so many to just achieve greatness in their lives. Number 4 on the list is the power and the fame. There is another group of people who are motivated by both power and fame. Politicians are a great example here. These are the people who are inspired to become the leader and then they're driven to achieve greater power and fame in life. They want to lead and bring their company, their organisation, their people, their nation to a greater height. Possibly more relevant to these people are people that try and break into the music industry or maybe a social media influencer. You have to know what you truly desire deep down within yourself. We know what motivates you. You can help set yourself up to win in the right platform. Sitting at number 5 is recognition. Recognition is another factor that makes certain people motivated. They want to prove that they are either right or someone else is wrong. They want the recognition from themselves or others. Receiving praise is a really big thing for them. A great example of this is a story about a guy called Thomas Watson, and he used to work for a company called NCR, a software company. Watson was fired there, and he wanted to prove his ex-company were wrong. After that, Tom Watson joined a smaller software company called CTR. This company grew to become what is now known as IBM. He has led IBM for over 40 years and has turned it into one of the leading technology companies in the world. And last on our list is the passion. The final factor that motivates most people in life is passion. Why do you think most successful people are successful? Why do you think they're willing to wake up early and work harder than ordinary people? The answer is that they are passionate about what they do. Think about it. There are times when you feel so motivated for something that you're willing to sacrifice your leisure time for it. Maybe your favorite sport. Maybe you've got a chance to travel somewhere that you love. Whatever the reason is, I believe that you understand the power of passion. When you are so passionate about something, you'll think about it all the time. You are willing to wake up early and sacrifice your sleep for it. This is why passion is so important, because it can drive you each day to achieve what you want to in life. Sadly, most people will never develop a passion for work or anything else they want. They work like a zombie and often look like it without feeling any passion. They make sure they're not the first one to reach the office and not the last one to leave. If you want to achieve great success in life, you need to stop being ordinary and start thinking about being extraordinary. However you think about it, motivation is important. No matter what kind of success you want to produce in your life, be it career, relationship, or finance, you need the motivation to act. There's a great quote from Zig Ziglar who said that motivation is like bathing. You have to do it every day. Without motivation, you'll never have the drive to take action. And without action, you can never reach your goals and you'll never be able to live your dreams. Therefore, find out what motivates you. When you understand what drives you and what pushes you in life, you can create an environment or a trigger to inspire you to go even further. So now you have a bit of guidance to what may be the reason for your motivation. Do you want to take that a little bit further and unlock the real reasons that you keep getting yourself out of bed every day? You can activate your free 30-minute LDL power call right now by going to ldlcall.com and just find the ideal slot for you. Let's arrange a time and I'll give you a call. Let's see what the Learn, Develop, Live method can do for you and bring in the real meaning to your motivation in your life. I'll speak to you soon. And as for the podcast, thank you for listening. As always, I always appreciate the support. Have an incredible week and I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.